Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And now,
back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Big thanks to Evan Bland. Get the podcast, each segment, the full show, however you want to get down. Easy to do. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play with Hail Varsity. Dr. Brandon Seifert's with us here, Nebraska Orthopedic Center at Jock Doc Wednesday. Dr. Brandon, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Chris. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're doing better than a lot of Major League Baseball pitchers from a Tommy John and UCL standpoint. A lot of stories out. You look at the Pittsburgh Gazette. You look at CBS Sports, ESPN.com. The Athletic did a great feature. And listen to these names. Bieber, Strider, Jonathan Lociglia, Perez, Gott. I mean, some of the who's who and some of the brightest young arms are all on the shelf because of elbow issues. Dr. Brandon, what do you think when you see all of this happening?
Yeah, it's a very fascinating talk. And I would tell you over the last probably about 12 to 14 months, we've seen this kind of real uptick in terms of the information we're getting, especially when you go to our kind of national sports meetings about this very topic, just because there really has been kind of an explosion. Especially in, you know, in pitchers' arms, obviously, elbows most importantly, as we're really seeing this. So the Tommy John injury we've talked about before, you know, just kind of briefly here as we kind of review our anatomy for this, thinking about elbow inside a portion of your elbow, there's a ligament that supports that elbow. And if you think about bringing your arm straight out from your body and then keeping the elbow where it is, but moving your wrist and the hand away from the body, that's kind of what we call a valgus moment that puts stress on the arm. Same thing if you put your arm up over your head like you're going to throw. So when you're in that very back portion ready to bring your arm forward with your throw, that's that kind of same valgus force. As you're driving that arm forward, the hand's moving further back. That's that valgus force that essentially stresses that ligament in that area. And so, again, we've just seen this huge jump in the number of these injuries. I think we're up to kind of 38 here recently. With these injuries the last couple of years. So very high number. Start to ask a lot of questions as to why. I heard a very interesting kind of talk on this here just about 3 months ago at a big sports conference. And some of the, you know, kind of major orthopedic players in the game think this might have to do with, you know, getting kind of totally banning all substances put on the baseball. So what's, you know, super important in addition to velocity at that high level, it's all about kind of putting spin on your ball. Anytime you have some type of, you know, substance you can use that you can kind of, you know, some kind of lubricant, if you will, where you can kind of slip your hand across the ball easier, spin the ball better. When you take that away, spin still got to come from somewhere to, you know, keep hitters off balance. And so what has happened is these pitchers have started to change kind of how they're gripping the ball. One of the talks that we had was one of the team docs for a team out west, and a very famous pitcher he was dealing with. He asked him what his thoughts were, and he basically said, here's how I've had to change whole baseball to deliver the same spin now that I can't use these certain substances. And he showed him that. And then as they went through kind of the biomechanics lab to look at that, they found just an incredible amount of new forces being applied to that inside part of the elbow. You know, first and foremost, the muscle over the top of that ligament and then the ligament itself. And so that's, you know, kind of one of the hypotheses behind this rash of injuries.
Dr. Brandon, I know that Tyler Glasnow would agree with you. He talked about that back whenever sticky substances were first banned, where he said, my first start afterwards, I used to hold the baseball like an egg, and now I have to really choke it. And he kind of felt the same thing that you did, that it was going to lead to more elbow injuries, and that's kind of what we're seeing. And my question to you, with there currently being 61 elbow injuries in the MLB, not all of those are Tommy John, but almost every single one of those from a pitcher, 61 elbow injuries. What's your take? Are we going to see a regression back in terms of pitch clock, in terms of the velocity that guys throw at? Because guys, simply put, for the most part, aren't built to throw a baseball 100 miles an hour. On the other side, they're also not built to do that every 20 seconds. They're not meant to do it without sticky stuff. And what it's led to is this rash of elbow injuries. There's no one smoking gun, in my opinion. But do you think that we're going to eventually see a a regression back so that we don't see these elbow injuries? Or is sports medicine going to have to adapt and just expect this to be the norm in baseball moving forward?
Yeah, Ledge, those are great points. I agree. I do think in a lot of ways it is multifactorial. I tend to be a pretty optimist about things, pretty big optimistic about it. But with this scenario, I'm actually quite concerned that this number is probably going to really explode over the next couple of years. And I think the biggest reason why is everybody is just so chasing velocity. They've got a bunch of velocity chasers out there. You look across the spectrum, even just a lot of the high school kids I see around here, there are so many kids who are throwing kind of high 80s, low 90s, even mid 90s that and don't ever remember that back in the day when I was in school. And so you have all these kids who are doing that now and really, really stressing their elbows to try to get to that kind of extra level of velocity. I think what is happening here, especially some of these major league pitchers, we might just be kind of scratching the surface on this. This probably fits into alignment with that kind of chronic, repetitive, extra stress, extra trauma, micro trauma to that elbow, and that UCLs are just getting, beat up so much earlier and so much longer that you're going to start to see, I think, even a higher explosion of these injuries. And I think it's just going to trickle down. You're going to see it, I think, in high school. You're going to see it more in college. Obviously, at the professional level, you're going to see it as well. And so there's got to be, hopefully we can get some good data out about what is really an appropriate velocity training program, and really what do some of these training programs, what kind of injury risk is involved with that. So that's something that we definitely need to work on. I think that's probably the biggest thing we need to really focus on is how is this velocity training, how are these programs impacting these young athletes, which then leads to later on careers having a lot of these injuries. Clearly the ball spin thing's a big deal, the substance thing is too.
Dr. Brandon Seifert's with us, Nebraska Orthopedic Center at Jock Doc Wednesday. We're talking the run of Tommy John injuries in Major League Baseball from 2011 to 2013. You had the average of only six players between that time, had UCL reconstruction before they were drafted. That number now at 24 between 2021 and 2023. Dr. Brandon, how do you explain Nolan Ryan? I mean, he's pitching into his 40s, a billion innings per season. Don't remember the old Ryan Express being on the DL that often. And he can still throw mid-80s now as he's in his mid-70s.
Yeah, it's amazing. Again, in his scenario, is he just maybe one of those folks that just physiologically, more scarred in over that area. And, there are some athletes out there that do have, insane, crazy innings like that and throw super hard and never, ever have an issue. Or is he also somebody that, never had the, significant velocity chasing training that a lot of young athletes have when he was younger? And so maybe he had a better elbow by the time he was able to arrive in the major leagues. That could be part of it. I think that's probably a big part of it. Number two is like, what was he doing in the off season?
Did he take some time off?
My guess is he took a lot of time off compared to what our guys do now.
That's a good answer.
That's a great answer. Yeah, he was feeding his cattle and being a dude.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, it's a tough conversation. I get it. Kids are trying to be great, progress, maximize their abilities. That's the right answer. We just got to find the balance. I'm not harping on anybody. Mm-hmm. We just got to find that balance because I definitely think that plays a big role here in terms of where some of these athletes are, because I see it just in my own clinic. It's incredible how many elbow injuries we're seeing, way more, even than when I started several years ago. It's just a huge increase.
Dr. Brandon Seifert's with us, Nebraska Orthopedic Center, a Jock Doc Wednesday. Dr. Brandon, we'll check in with you again soon. Thanks for a few minutes today.
Sounds great, fellas. Y'all take care.
All right. Good to hear from Dr. Brandon. We'll wind down a Wednesday next.